Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Daily MacCorp podcast for Thursday, the 3rd of September 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start with the number of companies, ASX resource companies that were traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. There was 542, down slightly from 544 yesterday. Volume also down slightly to 1.87 billion and down slightly from 1.94 billion yesterday. The average has therefore dropped slightly as well to 3.46 million, down from 3.57 million yesterday. And the average percentage gain loss is still at a positive gain, but also dropped slightly to 0.54%, and that's down from 0.87% yesterday. Of the 542 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 187 with gains, and that's down from 211 yesterday. There's 141 with no gain, that's up from 124 yesterday. And there's 214 with a loss, and that's up slightly from 209 yesterday. So not much has changed there, but we definitely like those losses to be well under 200 and the gains to be well over 200. All right, let's look at the positive for today and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks. And they were at number one, Casbah Resources Limited, ASX code KAS, and it had a percentage gain of 53.85% today. At number two, we have Tungsten Mining, ASX code TGN, and it had a percentage gain of 37.04% today. At number three, we had Ardiden Limited, ASX code ADV, and it had a percentage gain of 36.84% today. At number four, we have Oakdale Resources Limited, ASX code OAR, and it had a percentage gain of 36.36% today. And rounding off at number five is Battery Minerals Limited, ASX code BAT, and it had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. Some great positive gains and activity there. Let's now look at the commodities today. And the most outstanding performance with commodities today was oil and gas, which had significant gains right across the board. Also performing well was gold, nickel and copper. But oil and gas being the standout today. As far as the highest traded stock today was Oakdale Resources Limited, ASX code OAR, and 13.95% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, the standout was Murchison District, which is located in Western Australia. Looking at the top 20 spend for the last 12 months, the percentage of staff admin spend versus project spend, and this is for the last 12 months, is at 51% average today spent on staff admin and 49% spent on projects. That's improved from 51% average yesterday. So that's a step in the right direction, meaning in the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, they're spending 51% on average on staff admin over the last 12 months versus 49% spent on projects. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 146 stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution in the ASX resource sector, and that's down slightly from 148 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is still at a positive gain of 0.50%, and that's down from 0.95% yesterday. Volume remains similar at 465 million today, and it's up slightly from 462 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution, and that's down from five using it yesterday in the top 20. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Casbah Resources Limited, ASX code KAS. They have a number of projects in Morocco, in Africa, and predominantly involved with tin. They have an advanced project as well as one in exploration. And as far as project spend and staff admin spend over the last 12 months on projects, they've spent $1.77 million. And on staff admin, they've spent $1.26 million in the last 12 months. And that equates to 41% being spent on staff admin and close to 69% spent on projects. Close to 60% spent on projects. So that is good statistics there as far as their project spend. Currently they have close to $700,000 in the bank, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raise. Their market cap currently stands at $2.7 million as of close of trade today. They have 135+ million shares on issue. And as far as their share price performance this year, it closed at 2 cents today, and at the beginning of 2020 was 1.5 cents. So a gain of about 25% there for shareholders. And talking about shareholders, let's look at the top 20 shareholding along with the directors, and they own in excess of 66% of the company. So that's a very strong and loyal top 20 along with the directors' shareholdings. That now concludes our podcast for today. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you've gained some insights and knowledge into the ASX resource sector. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening.